Look, everywhere they're going to be talking about Qantas, and let me just see if I can make some sense of this, because we love Qantas, or we love all things Australia, don't we? But it is anachronistic nonsense to say that Qantas, which is a universally recognised Australian brand, anybody who owns Qantas, everyone will always know it's the Australian airline. And it's just plain stupid to believe it can survive in an impossibly difficult aviation world by being majority owned, majority Australian managed, majority Australian serviced. Basically, we want the best management and the best service. And the best service is related to price as well. If you believe all that rubbish, that we have to be Australian owned, we have to be Australian managed, we have to be serviced in Australia, then you are delusional. And of course, I'm sorry to say it, the leader of the opposition in Canberra is delusional. Tony Abbott is right again. You can't be giving special treatment to one business. Bill Shorten's back in the arc. Whether it comes to supporting a carbon tax, a mining tax, still supporting Stephen Conroy, supporting and indeed being the partial architect of a hopelessly out-of-date industrial relations system, and now arguing the hairy notion that our national carrier must be majority Australian-owned. Tony Abbott has said it's not the role of government to help any company defend its market share. And thanks to the Shortens of this world, Qantas still has a high wage and a high cost base. How else could Alan Joyce talk about slashing 5,000 employees and still keep the business going? Remember, Qantas was virtually handed monopoly control of the Australian market when Ansett collapsed in 2001. Now Qantas is struggling to hold 65% of the market. It's called competition. The Qantas Sale Act is out of date. Simple as that. But beyond that, taxpayers cannot be responsible for defending Qantas' market share or defending any business's market share. We are now in, thankfully, the Abbott era. Put your hand out for taxpayers' money and it'll be chopped off. Qantas will always have a future. It will always be seen as an iconic Australian entity, but it has little future under its current statutory, industrial and cost structure. And you don't need a PhD in economics to know that.